We have a presidential candidate in our studios. Evan McMullen is 40 years old. He's from Provo, Utah. He's worked for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, the CIA, Goldman Sachs, and is chief policy director of the House Republican Conference. He is an independent candidate for president, considered by many to be an alternative to Donald Trump for conservative voters. Evan McMullen, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It's because you're a serious man with a plausible background that I have to ask you this question quite seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Are you qualified to be president of the United States?
I believe that I am. I believe that one of the largest challenges this country faces is that of national security right now. It comes from terrorism threats as well as others. And I am prepared on day one to handle those, unlike any of the other candidates. I also understand, in a way that I think the other candidates do not, what kind of reforms this government needs to put in place and to advance in order for the American people to feel once again like they're being heard by their government and like their government is accountable to them. So in that and other ways, I do believe that I'm prepared for this role.
The heartbreaking photo and video of a five-year-old boy in Aleppo has mm-hmm. gone around the world this mm-hmm. week. What would you do in or about Syria?
Well, let me just point out that Syria is an issue I've worked quite a lot on, and heartbreaking is a great word for it. There are so many, millions of heartbreaking stories coming from Syria. We know very few of them. I suspect that over time we'll learn more and more and understand just how terrible the situation is. I believe that we've made some mistakes as a country in the way we've responded to that, and not just as a country, but as an international community. The longer we've waited to engage, the worse it's gotten, and now it's affecting the whole world. We have a refugee crisis that's the largest humanitarian disaster since World War II. These refugee flows are destabilizing Europe. They're also creating political strife, at least here in the United States. Our civil liberties and our ideals as a country are now being threatened, I think, by some of the rhetoric coming from Donald Trump. It's a disaster for the world. It's a humanitarian disaster, most importantly, though, for the Syrians. What I would do is, first of all, we need to get serious about defeating ISIS. We just aren't serious about it yet. I would be very serious about getting it done. I know how to do it. We need to take the fight to them on the battlefield in a more serious way. We also need to be more committed to fighting the ideological battle. This is a battle of ideas just as much as it is a traditional battle on the field, so to speak. I believe we also need to change the dynamics on the ground for Bashar al-Assad. He's slaughtering Syrian civilians left, right, and center, and has been doing that for the entire revolution. And that is creating these refugee flows. That's the main contributor to these refugee flows. And so we've got to deal with the source of this problem. So constraining him is very important so that we can then negotiate his departure.
For or against the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement?
I'm supportive of trade in general, and I want to get to yes on that deal. I think there's some members of Congress still have some issues that I think President Obama needs to take seriously and work out. But I think we need to get to yes on TPP, and there are a variety of strategic and economic reasons why we need to do that.
But would cutting tariffs, which is at the heart of the agreement, cost jobs in the United States because they'll go to where the costs of production are lower in Malaysia or Vietnam or Chile?
Well, thank you for asking. On tariffs, first of all, I would say that, let me point out that 95% of the world's consumers are located outside of this country. And in many countries block our companies from being able to go in and sell in an equitable way their products to the people of those countries with their own tariffs. Our companies are up against huge challenges in that way around the world. We do less of that here, and as Americans, we benefit from being able to buy cheap goods from around the world. We all do, people of all socioeconomic levels. The reality is, though, also, that some jobs have been shifted and moved overseas. It's true. And there has been downward pressure on wages also as a result of that, but also as a result of automation and the advancement of technology. It's important that as we trade, and as we, I hope, remain a trade-friendly country, that we look after the interests of those who need to transition or who will be transitioning to new jobs. We've done a terrible job with that, and we're seeing that evidence in this. We're seeing evidence of that in this election, where people feel like, again, they're not being heard and they're really struggling economically. I think there are ways through apprenticeship programs that other countries have implemented, where people have had much more success transitioning to new jobs. We need to do those kinds of things.
It's too late for you to get on the ballot in a lot of states, right?
Not that's actually not true.
You're on in Utah and Iowa, as I understand.
We're on in Utah. We're on in Colorado. We're close in Iowa. We've also been nominated by a party in Minnesota who will help us there. We're also close in a range of other states that we'll be rolling out in the days ahead. But there's a misconception. Mm-hmm. You can get onto the ballot through petitions in some states where that's still possible. In other cases, we'll be getting onto the ballots via third parties who have presidential ballot lines and want to work with us on that. In other states, we'll be pursuing legal challenges to their onerous rules that basically exclude independent candidates mm-hmm. on purpose. And then in other cases, we'll be doing write-in campaigns. So there are a range of ways that we will be offering the American people another choice in this election.
Evan McMullen, candidate for president, thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you can hear our entire interview with Evan McMullen on our website, npr.org.